WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HGX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Bowels of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4HGX or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4HGX or net control. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we'll begin tonight with pre-net check-ins, and there's quite a few of them. 4 CFM, that's Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. And N4 IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4 XMR, that's Male in Prosperity. KG4 PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. And Miss Linda, KG4 QLQ, also in Piedmont. N4 AFW, that is Tony in Asheville. And then we have KA3 JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and he brings along in Simpsonville, and he brings along Miss Sally, KA4 JCA, and also their daughter Ashley, KA4 ACL, and also the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3 DOV, and they're all located in Simpsonville. WP, that is Brian in Rutherford County, North Carolina. And then we have KB4ZVM, that's Mr. Dan in Greer. And KO4RAX, that is Jim in Dacusville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. And then we have K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. And then we have KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. And then we have KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And then we have KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. And then we have W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and they are both in Simpsonville. And then we have KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. And then we have KG4LSL, that's James in Anderson, South Carolina. We also have KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. And then we have KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew in Inman. And then I'm going to check in KI4DTY by text message, and I believe that's the end of the list for now. So tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or net control.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
For HKX. Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville.
Here and get what we have now. I'd like to recognize our net control manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he is in Greer, and then KK4DMW, that is Rick, and he brings along KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are all in Piedmont tonight, and good to hear you tonight. Then I'd like to recognize KM4BLH. That is Mr. Kurt over in Greenville, and good to hear all of y'all tonight. And I'm going to take this opportunity to pause and catch your Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HGX or Net Control. They're waiting to check in later. We'll try them again here in a minute. But anyone else, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HGX or Net Control. On pause, I guess we got them all for now. So we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HGX or Net Control. That's where I would normally check in, and Harry would check in, but Harry's in California. But let me see if I can get these Echolink stations to check in. KO4HGX or Net Control, Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Well, Harry, if you can hear me on Echolink, you can send me a message now. I've got my phone up where I can see your message. Just let me know if you want to be checked in or not. But we'll move on up, and we just had another Echolink station come in, so we'll go ahead and try to get them. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. If you would, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaco Bake Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, on the net, no traffic, no traffic, no run table.
Check. KO4HKX, KA3JC. Patrick, I don't know, I was going to tell you that that is Harry. There was a text message saying he's checking in from California.
I just got it. Thank you, Richard. This opportunity to recognize these stations, and that's KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood, South Carolina. And then we have KC4EZ, and that's Mr. Harry. And he's a long way from home tonight out in California, but good to hear you checking in tonight, Harry, or good to see you checking in, and thank you for doing so. So we'll move along back up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. That long pause, we'll assume we got them. Empty slot there tonight with me calling Net Control. But we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Recognize this fine group here, and we'll start with KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. And then we'll recognize N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry over in Campobello, and good to hear you tonight. And then we'll also recognize KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy over in Table Rock. And Andy, it's good to hear you on the net tonight. We'll make one more call for India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
HKX. Patrick, thank you for calling the net again tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, get back. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll stick around for a comment. And I wish everybody a good night. 7-3.
Control? Please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Over.
Will Paul's here and recognize this group. And we have KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they are both in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. And then we will recognize KK4JD. That is Joe in Greer. And it's good to hear you tonight. And any other check-ins, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. That long pause, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Win, Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Okay, on the net.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, Uniform, Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, that's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Recognize this group, and we have KF4NXY, that's Mr. David, and he brings along his beautiful wife, Miss Marie, AF. 4XX, and they make their home down in Possum Kingdom. And then we'll recognize our Tuesday night net control, and net control just wherever he needs to be, I guess. And KO4NUE, that's Chad, and he brings along one of our other net controls, Miss Anna RYP, and they make their home in Campobello. And it's good to hear both of you. Good to hear you tonight, Chad, on the radio, and look forward to talking to you later on down the log. Any other check-ins? Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa wishing to check in. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. We'll recognize Mr. Walt here, K4OIM. And Walt, it's really good to hear you on the radio checking in with us. He makes his home in Inman. And again, it's really good to hear you on the radio tonight. One more call for Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Control, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County, B negative and negative, 7-3, you're on the net.
You give me your call one more time, please. I just can't get it tonight.
Key golf 4, Mike Charlie.
Matt, I was just drawing a blank. But we'll recognize Matt here, WG4MC. That is Matt. He is our Thursday night net control. And good to hear you tonight, Matt. And sorry, I just absolutely drew a blank with your call sign there tonight. But good to hear you. Any other call check-ins, Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa. KO4HKX or Net Control.
KX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7-3, Patrick, all of that be negative and negative.
Now it's Mr. Fred here, KO4NNH, and he is in Piedmont tonight. And good to hear you tonight, Fred. And it was good to see you last weekend at the Hamfest. Been a while since I've seen you face to face, but it's good to see you again. One more call, Mike through Papaw, Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. With nothing being heard, I guess we'll move on up to the next group. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Fishing to check in, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KX. Good to hear you. Nice job tonight. This is N0TR. Tom, I'm located in Greer. That's November 0 Tango Romeo. 73's Patrick, to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Hope you're having a good Sunday. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
I recognize this group here, and that is N0TR. That is Mr. Tom. And, Tom, I hope you're doing well tonight, and I hope you're taking good care of Miss Bernice for everything she does for you. And then we'll recognize Chris here, KO4QLG, and he makes his home in Liberty. And, Chris, it's good to see you yesterday face-to-face, and need to do that more often. And good to hear you tonight on radio. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Move on up to the next group. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
X. And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Junior 1 on that.
King Kilo, X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
Call one more time, please, sir.
So, X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, repeat. Kilo, X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, I'll copy, over.
Got you that time. Thank you for that, Scott. All right, we'll recognize what we have here right quick. K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy down in Honeypath, and good to hear you tonight, Tommy. And then we have KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott down in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming back to me there. Scott, would you call? Someone else wishing to check in, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KX. Back in the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be around for a little bit.
We'll recognize N4ZLK. N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I have you down for a comment. And good to hear you tonight on the radio. And we'll go through one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Everybody in that group. And we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KX. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
We'll recognize W4IOE. That is Mr. Sid up here in Fletcher, North Carolina. And good to hear you tonight on the 6-4 machine calling the net, Sid. I appreciate what you're doing over there and taking the time to do that. And anybody wishing to check in with Sid, that's Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the 14664 machine, and I think the tone is 91.5. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Sid. But I know Sid would love to get you checked in over there. And it's like working a pileup on HF over there some days trying to get in. So it can be kind of interesting for you. But thank you for checking in with me tonight, Sid. Anyone else, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX for net control. All right. I guess we got them all there. And at this time, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. This is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops to check in between RAG 2s. And I want to thank you all for checking in with me tonight and being patient. And have a good evening. And first on the is Mr. Larry. And that is KK4JBQ.
Realize that that I was the absolute first. This is good. KO4HKX, this is KK4JBQ. Patrick, there's only one case in which, as I recall growing up, it is okay to boast, brag a little perhaps, and I find myself thinking about something I can boast about. I think I speak for a lot of people. It is such a blessing that you decided to pitch in, take the leap, and call the net for us. That is quite a job, as I'm sure you've learned. You get all kinds of things coming at you all at once. And that bunch of butterflies in your stomach, that's one thing you got to deal with throughout, isn't it? Well, anyway, I want to thank you deeply for helping us out. And you do so with good style, and I thank you for that. It's been a great day here. We've had rain like most everybody within the coverage area of this repeater. And, well, there'll be nicer days coming. There may be a few that are even more rain, or we might get a snow yet, but most certainly it was a good day to be here. And, I can't get this off my mind, so I'm just going to say it. We have a friend who's having a health challenge, and I just want to put Bernice's name out there. You folks who kneel at the end of the day, please keep her in your prayers. Thank you, Patrick, for the opportunity, and I'll say good night to all. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
I thank you for bringing that to us tonight, and I knew about Miss Bernice, but wasn't sure about it, but since you brought it up, Miss Bernice, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're listening. And I hope Tom's taking good care of you tonight. And we'll be praying for you. So, anything else tonight? Larry, anything else I can help you with?
I've been just enjoying this. Some people may think it's rather odd that I think of this as my entertainment for the day, my class in amateur radio for the day. I learn so much, and I am entertained sometimes. I just enjoy being here. Thank you again, Patrick. KK4JBQ.
Nice. Thank you. Gerald Tillis.
It's definitely interesting calling the net. Not quite what I thought it would be, but I'm enjoying it. Getting a few good laughs out of it, and getting everybody's call signs and voices down a little more familiar for me. I've been listening to the net for about 2 years now, and I tried for a little while writing everybody's call sign down, and it's tough to get them all down and get them right. No matter how you do it, it takes practice. So I appreciate everybody's patience and definitely honored that everybody checks in with me. I do count it as an honor to be the net control on Sunday nights. I look forward to it now that the nerves have calmed down a little bit. They're kind of getting to the side, and I can smooth things out a little bit. Get a little better each week, and I appreciate everybody's patience.
Nice. This is 0TR. Thanks so much, Patrick and Larry.
I definitely enjoy your conversations on the radio throughout the day. They definitely lift me up. And hearing the things that Miss Bernice fixes for you for breakfast and lunch is sometimes a challenge when I'm in that truck and I can't get anything to eat. So I appreciate you torturing me like that. And good to know Miss Bernice is doing good and is in good hands tonight. Did you have anything else?
I'll turn it back to you. It's KK4JBQ 73.
Well, Larry, good to hear you tonight, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity to carry on a little bit of a QSO with me, and you and Miss Donna have a good evening. And we'll make a quick call here. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
HKX or Net Control. Good, Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Right, we'll recognize this group here. There's a familiar voice and call sign that I was missing tonight. And we'll recognize KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. To make their home in Easley, and I got you down for a little comment there, Gary. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4.
Please check in, Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylors.
Make sure I got this right. It's KE6TCG. Did I get your call sign correct?
100%, sir.
We'll recognize Mr. Harry, KE6TCG, and he makes his home in Taylor's. And it's good to hear you checking in with me tonight. I think that's the first time I've had you check in with me tonight. Good to hear you. All right. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed Brevard. I've been doing about three things at one time, so I'm not sure if I had checked in earlier.
Recognize Mr. Ed here, WD8RON, and he makes his home up here in Brevard. He's my neighbor just out the road. Well, not just out the road, he's a couple miles away from me. But it's good to hear you tonight, Ed, and thanks for checking in with me. All right, we'll make one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX for Net Control.
Hey, please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
This time we'll recognize K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard in Greenville. And Richard, it's good to hear you tonight. Thanks for checking in with me. As long as we're getting check-ins, we'll keep trying. So we'll give it one more go here. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. So I guess that pause there means we got them all for the moment. So we'll move on up here to the next on the comment list, and that would be N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. If you're still around, please call KO4HKX, please.
For HKX, N4ZLK, and good evening, Patrick. Hope you had a good day today. We didn't do a lot. Went to a visitation for an employee that passed away this past week. One of the mechanics just had a massive heart attack at work and passed away right there at the shop. So It was very sad. He was only 56 years old. Worked with him for a long time, but really didn't know him that well, other than that he was just a really hard worker. And anyway, so it was kind of sad. Sad that we, you know, had to go to one of those today. But then we picked up the granddaughter on the way home and just put her to bed just a little bit ago. So hopefully she'll sleep through the night. But also, let's see, wanted to know if you could send Daniel my number, or maybe send my number to Daniel, or send Daniel my number. No, wait, what am I trying to say? Send me Daniel's number. There we go. Sorry, it's been a long day. When you get a chance, KI4DTY, if you could send me his number, please.
Sir, Shane, he mentioned that last week, and just slipped my mind. I'm sorry about that, but I will get it to you right after the net here so I don't forget it again. And, yeah, it's always sad to have to go to a visitation, but, I mean, it's just a part of life. We are all destined to meet one day. We're all going to meet that, and I hope we're prepared for it, and no matter when it comes. But it's good to hear you tonight, and up here, it's been raining all day, and went to church this morning, and then we had lunch with some friends and hung out there for a little while and come home, and I took me a nice little, was Harry, I don't know what he calls them something, but I'm just going to call it a nap and call it what it is, and it was really nice with the rain, and it was just a good day for it.
Raining here all day, too. I think we've had enough rain this year and last year. I guess we just started the year. But it was a good day for a nap. I did doze on the couch a little bit. We were watching, my wife was reading to, Beth was reading to Winter, reading a couple of books, and I kept dozing off while she was reading. Her voice just puts me right to sleep. Real comforting. Anyway, hope you and Elise had a good day, though, and hope you have a good evening. And, yeah, I'm not sure about tomorrow, but it should work out. Just shoot me a text, let me know about what time you might be ready tomorrow. Maybe I can work something out and come see you for lunch. That's it. Over here, just wanted to say hello, and I'm doing a great job calling the net there, Patrick. We appreciate it. So I'll turn it back to you and say 7-3, and 7-3 to anybody listening, N4ZLK.
Shane, and you better be careful saying that your wife's voice puts you to sleep. She might take that the wrong way, and it could be dangerous for you. But good to hear you tonight, and I will definitely shoot you a text message tomorrow when I get close to that time and let you know where we're at, and look forward to it if we can make it work. But it's good to hear you tonight, and we'll go ahead and say 7-3 there, and we'll make one more call. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX for net control. That pause, we'll assume we don't have anybody right now, and we'll move on up the list to the next person for comments, and that will be Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Patrick and Melise. I messed that one up. Elise. Miss Elise. Good evening to you both. We had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of fiddled around the house. You and Shane were talking about the rain. Down here today at the house, we have had 1.10 inches of rain. And for the month, which is the year so far, we have had 7.03 inches of rain. And so, you know, we're starting to hear all kind of wet, but I don't know if that's normal or what, but it is what it is. A man upstairs knows better than we do, and we'll take what we get. A lot of those folks out in California wish they would get some rain because of the drought, and now they're getting all the rain they wish they'd quit, you know. So, can't please all the people all the time, I guess, there, Patrick. But other than that, we've had a great day. I let the time slip up on me this evening. I was in there. I had to have my little Kindle thing out in front of me doing some stuff on it. And Joy had the TV on. And I just wasn't paying any attention to the time. And I said, Joy should You need to go check into the net. And I looked up at the clock. I said, yep, I do. So I'm sorry I was a little late, but I'm glad we made it before you closed it out.
Got you two more check-ins if you want them.
Let me get these check-ins and then I'll be right back to you. Go ahead.
Net Control, check-in in for DME, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and AA4QS, that's Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver, that's Donald. We're both in Tacoma where it's cold as crap outside. Now it's time to give some TLC to the coffee pot. Good evening, and hello to everybody on the net.
Recognize these N4DEM. Or sorry, let me back up and get that right. N4 in Tacoma, and he brings along AA4QS Quick, AA4 Quicksilver. I can't talk now for some reason. And good to hear y'all tonight. And yeah, it's nice and chilly up here in Western North Carolina where I'm at too. In Penrose, just outside of Brevard. And it is nice and chilly up here. I'm wondering if I'm going to wake up to the frozen roads in the morning. So not looking forward to that too much. But good to hear y'all tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it. Y'all busy doing some work on the truck, and things didn't go my way. So I took two steps back and put it back together and said the heck with it. It came in where it's nice and warm and toasty. So I gave it up till another day and try again another day, as they say. But I was listening on another repeater over here in Georgia, and they're saying that we might get some negative degree temperatures toward the end of the week.
I didn't look that far ahead. I usually just 3 days, and then because anything much further than that, they just don't know. So, but anything's possible this time of year, so, but all you can do is be prepared for it. Anything else there, Paul?
I mean to disrupt your and Gary's QSO there, but I figured I'd jump in there while I was thinking about it. Of course, you know how it is when your mind's over here, when your mind starts multitasking, you forget what you started to do to begin with. But anyway, appreciate it, and I'll let you get back to Gary. And talk to y'all later. N4DME.
Well, good to have you check in with me tonight, and anytime, jump in. All right, we'll jump back over here to Gary. Gary, you still around there? KI4DOS, please call KO4HKX.
HKX and the net, KI4DOS. Well, you can't run me off that easy, Patrick. Now, anytime somebody hollers and wants to check in, you just go ahead and butt right in and get your check-ins. I don't have a problem with that at all. Good to hear Paul in there. He sounded good on the sideband net tonight from down there in Tacoma. So, yeah, that's all good. And, well, I checked in with the sideband net earlier and didn't talk to him. I just checked in with him and went on from there. But there again, Patrick, like I said, I apologize a little bit for letting the time slip up on me, because I was talking to Joy earlier. And I said, I'm looking forward to checking in tonight. Patrick will be calling. And she said, okay. And then next thing I knew, it was over half past the hour. So anyway, we got in, and that's all that matters. But like I said, we had a good day. We hadn't done anything. Biggest thing that happened was my neighbor lives down the street, stopped and pulled in the driveway, and he didn't normally pull in with his truck. He rides his Harley up here every once in a while, and we sit and talk. But it was raining. He pulled in the yard and walked up on the porch. And then before he knocked on the door, he started back out, jumped back in his truck. So I opened the door and went out there to see what was going on. And my black German Shepherd had gotten out of the fence, and he said, "Is this your dog?" I said, "Yeah, that's my dog." He said, "Well, I come to tell you that it was out of the fence." He said, "But it came back around here and started barking at me." I said, "I'll take care of her." So I went out there and got her and put her back in the fence. I walked around the fence and checked everything out on the inside and outside. I couldn't tell where she had been trying to dig out or anything. I told Joy, I said, she must have got excited and jumped and just didn't realize what she had done. And because she came back around to the front of the house, because that's, you know, we were in the living room. And I said, so she knows where we were sitting. So she just came around there to let us know that she was out of the fence.
She let you know, and I had a dog one time that we have a 10 by 10 lot that's 6 foot tall. She would climb out of it. It had a roof on it, and she would climb out of the thing. After so many times, I just quit trying to even put her in it because she was going to end up hurting herself climbing out of it. It's amazing what they can get in and out of when they want to. And but Gary, it was good to hear you checking in there tonight. I was beginning to wonder when I hadn't heard you check in, and wanted to check on you there. But I'm glad you checked in with me.
Comment. Well, y'all started on dog stories. I figured I'd throw my 2 cents in there for a dog story. And I know a couple of years ago, well, it's been many years ago now, we used to have a black Labrador dog, and we ended up getting rid of it to a guy that used to work with Diddy, I think it was, if I can remember correctly. And he lived on the other side of town. And he come over here one night after they got off work and picked it up, took it home. Well, the next morning we woke up, that dog had walked all the way across town. Of course, Tacoa wasn't that big back then. And that dog had walked across town and came back home.
Getting rid of me that easy.
It was interesting because, you know, it had to know some, or either, you know, it had some angels following it, one, or had a good GPS system. But it probably done every bit of five or 10 miles to get back home from where the guy lived at, because it was out in the country on the other side of town, I think. And, but it was amazing, though. We woke up the next morning, it was right here in the backyard.
Amazing animals, and I can definitely see why they're called man's best friend, that's for sure. I don't know what I'd do without the little one I got right now. She's a mess, and I don't know what I'm going to do with her when that time comes, because she's getting pretty old now. She'll be 14 this year, so they don't live forever.
Turning around, we'll go ahead and start a dog ground table, I guess, or whatever. But go ahead, Gary. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, all right, Paul. Those dogs are amazing. And like I said, the dog came around to the front and let us know she was out, so we got her back in the fence. And then I came back on inside. I told Joy, I said, the only thing I hated about going outside, that cold rain was going down my back. And I didn't like that too good. I should have put on a rain jacket before I went out, but I didn't. I just wanted to get the dogs back in, so that's the way it is. Y'all were talking about how cool it is and all of that. It's still 41 degrees here at the house, so that's not too terribly bad. It's still above freezing, and we'll take it. I had a friend of mine call me today and said that their mother went to bed last night and woke up this morning with 8 inches of snow on the ground. And they said that they told me that the mother told them that she was sending it this way. And I said, tell her to keep it up there where it belongs. It don't belong down here. Other than that, Patrick, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a real good net going. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and y'all have a good evening. And Paul, good hearing you. You take care. Tell Donald we said hello. KI4DOS, back to net.
Good to talk to you tonight, and you know what they say, better late than never. And you tell Miss Joy we said hello, and
hopefully she can keep you straightened up here this week. And good to hear you. And Paul, if you got anything else for us tonight?
That was pretty much it. I was listening to y'all talking about dogs and just happened to think about that story. And you're talking about putting animals down when that time come. And I tell you, my youngest daughter, we raised a cat that we picked up at Walmart years ago. And it was a runt of the litter. And the cat acted more like a dog than anything because it was right there by my side, you know. It knew when I had my heart surgery that, I didn't feel like crap. I couldn't, get around like I normally could. And that cat stayed right by my side and kept me company the whole time when I had my heart surgery. And even when I got on the radio, that cat knew when I was supposed to call the net, when I didn't call the net. And I've even got pictures of the cat. I'd get my net papers out and I'd let the machine burp. I'd have all my papers out to call the net, whatever whatnot it was. And that cat would jump up here and lay directly right on top of my net papers. And it was like that cat was boycotting me call the net. So them animals, they're smarter than what we give them credit for. And I know I've seen stories, too, where they can sense when a storm's coming, and which I can believe that, too. So they got a nose for a lot of different things that God gave them the ability to comprehend and to alert their human partner or whatever you want to call it. So they're pretty smart. And, of course, all animals are pretty smart for what they are incorporated and inherited to understand, I guess. So it's interesting just to watch them.
For sure. I've always been a dog kind of guy. I've never owned a cat, never had one. And my mom had a couple cats after I moved out of the house, and I'd go by there, and they'd want to climb all over you. And I don't know. I'm not a cat person, but I don't have anything against them. But Paul, anything else tonight? I'm going to see if I can't get one more check-in here so I can make it to 60.
I got three more I can give you. If you ever get you a cat, get you a small one and raise it with you. If you got a small dog or something that you keep indoors, raise it with your indoor dog. It's a whole nother thing. I'll leave it at that. But we had a small miniature, I guess you call them wiener dogs. And that cat, of course, I've got pictures of it on my Facebook page. We'd always buy the cat. The cat and the dog both were picky with their food. So we had to buy the cat one kind of dog cat food. And then the dog, he was picky. And, he wouldn't eat the cheap dog food, but he wouldn't eat the healthy dog food. And all this. So then it come to find out the dog was eating the cat food and the cat was eating the dog food. So we just ended up just buying cat food and they both eat the cat food.
Well, there, did they? On that one, that simplified things a little bit.
Well, financially, because the cat food was a lot cheaper than what the dog food was. But it was, of course, it was pretty close as far as, the brands go. It was pretty close in the same thing, but, of course, it was still cheaper where it counted anyway. But, yeah, it made things a lot simpler. You just buy a 50-pound bag of cat food and feed both animals for a month. But anyway, all right, go ahead and get you a couple more 100 check-ins, and we'll talk to you later. In for a DME.
Really good to talk to you tonight, and look forward to it again. But I'll make one more call here. Alpha 2 Zulu, wishing to check in. Please call KO4HKX or net control.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHXY, Keith and Seneca, negative, and I guess we're right under the wire.
Here tonight, we'll recognize KN4CHY. You make number 60 in the log tonight, so you got me just to that threshold there, and it's good to hear you. So you've just in time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4 HKX or net control. On pause, I guess we got everybody, but I'm going to send my net report, so give me just a minute to get everything put in here, and I'll be right back. KO4 HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur, U73, and good night. And thank you all for making it a joyful night tonight. 73.